Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Welcome back, Hour 2, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This show, we talk gardening. That's what we do. We answer your questions, like Terry's question. We're going to answer right now. Terry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, Danny. How are y'all doing?
Good morning to you as well.
Okay, here's what's going on. You've always helped me in the past. I bought 20 different styles of roses. I went rose crazy. I've never tried to grow a rose in my life. So I put this real nice bed out front. I planted 16 of them in a certain area. And four of the ones that I didn't plant are doing real good so far, but the other ones look like they're getting ready to die. And I just don't know if it's just too much sun. I did all the protocol. I followed all the rules. I don't know if they're getting too much water. I don't think they are because it drains real well.
So you're saying the ones still in the pots are doing great, but the ones you got in the soil are looking rough?
Yes, sir.
What are these rules you followed?
Well, I mean, again, the way you're supposed to plant them at a certain height, and then I bought some rose plants. I bought the rose soil, and I even put a little bit of the rose food on, not too much of it and stuff, but I just don't know if I put them in the wrong area. That's one thing I did not follow. I did not look to see if they need to be full sun, partial sun. I just noticed the ones that are in the pots and stuff are not in the full sun all the time, and they're looking pretty healthy.
Is it in a low area, high area, full sun area? How would you describe the area they're in?
I would say it's a good 8-hour sun. Yes, it is. 6 to 8 hour sun, yes, ma'am. But so, it drains well.
Drains
I live
well.
On a slope. Yes, ma'am.
So draining well is the big kicker with roses. Everything else is pretty flexible. Getting them established is a big deal. Anytime we're transitioning from a potted plant into the ground, we got to remember there's that kind of shock of not being on massive amounts of fertilizer. Right, in the pot, everything's over-fertilized. You know, that makes sense. It's got to be grown. So what type of rose soil did you use? What brand?
I bought the big box store Scott's rose soil, what it is. It was by Scott's. I know that. And then I tried to...
All right, so, okay. And that's great. So you're seeing, it's like yellowing. You're seeing a lot of leaf yellowing.
No, I'm seeing a lot of brown.
Browning, like leaf death.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
It was too much water. I know that.
Well, it's kind of hard to do too much water in a brand new bed just because that soil has not been getting water for a while. And you do want to water pretty often on brand new plants. And so, I would guess that there's something going on with either that soil, the fertilizer you've got. I mean, one thing that I really love, I love planting roses in compost. I've had a lot of success with doing that. A lot of times our soil is a little bit alkaline, so doing a acidified soil can be a bit of a shock to a space. But what I would do, and I feel like you're in last ditch.
How much of the leaves is the entire plant is brown leaves, or the lower leaves are turned brown, or the outer leaves?
Well, it's not even the leaves. It's almost like the brand. But then again, they're starting to become, the shoots are starting to look really good. They have some offshoots on it, and they're really starting to get real green. And then, of course, the offshoots are a reddish, you know, the red color of the rose. And it looks like they're fighting their way up. I think I spoke to you about it 2 weeks ago about this.
I think I
put too much mushroom compost on it or something. Because you told me about the mushroom compost. I don't know if that's good or bad. I really just don't know, but... Go ahead.
No. It sounds like you're getting there. It sounds like the roses are coming along. Mushroom compost is fine, but really we should consider it a soil amendment, not a soil itself. You know, not really a true compost, more of like a fertilizer. So what I would suggest you to do is kind of do a two-step deal. Come in and do a heavy soil drench with humic acid. Get some liquid humic acid. Mix it with a little bit of water and do a heavy soil drench, and then follow that up with some super seaweed by MicroLife, and spray the new growth, the old leaves, and then really the soil around it. That's the approach I would take to really give it a 1-2 punch, really try to get that soil cranking, that soil life cranking, take advantage of that mushroom compost, take advantage of the fertilizer you've got out there, really try to get that moving, and then you'll see. Then you'll also be kind of protecting the new growth from any pests or any damage that may come along.
Yeah, and I wonder, when did you take them out of their pots? Did it happen right before we had that dramatic drop in temperature, too? Do you remember that?
No, ma'am. No, I had them secured. I had them put up just to make sure that didn't happen. I did wait. Yes, ma'am.
I wonder if it's just simple transplant shock.
Yeah, I think that's what it sounds like. It's transplant shock.
You know,
and
I'm trying. They're beautiful. They were beautiful. I mean, when I bought them, they were healthy, hardy, thick roots.
They looked healthy. That's the big kicker, right?
Good.
Is they looked healthy. They're in a pot, being extremely fertilized, And so, yes, they look healthy, but you don't really know. You know, they might have been like, you know, putting a good front on for you so that you buy them, so you take them home and adopt them. But the, I would say your next step is doing those two things we talked about with liquid kind of foods, fertilizers. But you know, maybe in a month or so, when it comes time to remulch. Because you want to make sure you mulch the space, just use compost as the mulch. Not mushroom compost. Just get, you know, some decent, like, hardwood compost made from trees and something that's going to last a little bit. Use that as a mulch, and I think you'll really see them flip and turn around. But I do appreciate that they kind of, you know, call back on them if they're struggling. But a lot of the stuff that I maybe wouldn't do, you did as far as building the bed. But you should be able to recover it by building up the soil life, by really trying to feed that life.
Okay. So the sun's not the problem, being out in the sun like that.
No, man. Some roses are like brutal prairie plants.
They love the sun. They love the sun. They're sun lovers.
Yeah, and some of them are forest edge that are still.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And the ones I bought are just so beautiful. I mean, the pictures of them. I truly bought 20 different styles of roses. They're just. Mm-hmm. I just hope that they make it. I really do.
Yeah, but some of them will. Some of them may not. I mean, the tough reality is that Houston is brutal on roses, and if you're not going to Earth Kind, there's a chance.
Now. That's where I'm at. I'm in Cold
Well,
Spring.
The Houston area. Houston area. But yeah, I think it's going to be great. Any new news or great pictures you got, please send them to Home Show Garden Pros. I'd love to see them. Any weird things that are happening, I'd love to see that too. Please email me, homeshowgardenpros.com. Click the Ask Danny button. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Yeah, Terry's a good guy. We got talking live one time about roses, and you know, I love roses. He loves roses.
He always asks
good
questions too. He's a passionate gardener.
Absolutely. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. We'll be back in a jiff.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
Summer's coming, and if you want to hear this, you better do this.
Thanks for calling Watts Pool Company.
For a brand new pool or to make yours look like new, you better call Watts Pool Company now. Watts can even add some to your summer. Yeah, an outdoor kitchen by your pool, or even a whole backyard makeover. Why waste another minute? Call Watts now, wattspoolcompany.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Nature's Way Resources, for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning. This is Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. More answers to your gardening questions coming right up. But first, let me tell you what's going on at Plants for All Seasons. And just a little bit, I will be doing a talk on basic landscape design. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you just need a little guidance, this would be a great class for you to join me. And next weekend, I'm teaching a class on basic container design, from picking out your pots, filling them up, and making them beautiful and care and maintenance. This will be a great class for you. We're loaded up with beautiful bedding plants. We have a new hanging basket supplier that does an amazing job. We have a great selection of herbs and veggies today. It's getting a little late for tomatoes, so get them in the ground ASAP. As far as outdoor trees and shrubs, it is beautiful out there. Everything's flushing beautifully and blooming. Fruit trees are amazing. We have a great selection of citrus today. And roses are in full bloom. If you haven't been out to Plants for All Seasons, this would be a great weekend to join us. We're loaded up. It's beautiful. And we have all the solutions to your lawn and garden needs. So if you have weeds in the grass, we can help you. If you have clay soil, we can help you amend it. We're located on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Be sure to check out our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for more information. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Anita and Danny.
Hey, thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry. You're the best.
Great to hear from you. And those classes do sound awesome, so I'm checking them out.
I've attended her classes.
Oh, nice. That's right. You went to one of her classes on weeds and what they tell us.
Yes. When it comes to weeds, Sherry is really, she knows, she studied it. I'd say she's Houston's expert on weeds.
I love that. When we have she's one of our co-op members, just one of our super team of knowledge experts. This is Home Show Garden Pros. That's what we do. We've gathered knowledge experts together to help answer your questions. 713-572-4610 is how we answer your questions. So, Jeff, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Morning. I hope it's in 12 line. I've been outside in that herb garden that I've got, but I've got a question on of all the silly things. Oak trees and cutting roots that are above the surface.
Okay, this seems like it's not going to be silly at all.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I've heard that you can it's fairly mature, but on oak tree, you can cut one of those that are showing on the ground one a year, but I didn't know how correct that was. It's going under the driveway.
I'll say this. My understanding is there's a percentage of roots that you can kind of mess with without really damaging the tree. But because it's all underground and usually there's a little bit of a hard pan, we don't really know what we're seeing. We're only seeing who knows what, how much of the roots we're seeing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Last year I had to do sort of that type of thing to the oak tree in my yard, and I cringe because you do weaken the tree, but I did go back in and put the Humates Plus on it, and I also added the MicroLife just to strengthen the tree for the damage I did to it. So, I mean, sometimes you have to do what you have to do to a tree, and I would recommend, again, babying that tree afterwards with some good culture to strengthen it, make sure that it recovers from the... And it will be a somewhat slight injury that you're going to do to it by taking out that root.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah,
potentially.
If it's oak and it's that surface root, do you have to... I'm not sure how much holding power each root does. Do you have to cut off the corresponding amount of upper branches on the opposite side because of the taking away that, hold-down power?
Well, I didn't do that because the tree did it itself. It self-pruned. It dropped branches on its own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I understand the need to take those out.
Mm-hmm.
The two things I would say is that those roots don't come up. The soil goes down. And so if you can add a little bit of compost, like a half inch around everything, you might see the soil come up an inch or two, and you may eliminate the need to take out that root. Again, what you see on the surface is not indicative of what's happening underground. So you may not have, structural roots all over the place. And so taking any steps to be like, oh, there's a circle of roots, I got to change the circle of trees, I wouldn't even worry about that. Kind of to, Anita's point, if you got to take it out, if you have to take it out and then really pay attention to caring for those roots, really getting humic acid down there. There's a thing called vertical mulching where you can kind of dig a deep hole either with a post hole digger or like a drill auger and fill that with compost. That's a great way to really feed roots in about a 10 foot radius around whatever hole you make. Really just baby those roots, really care for those roots going forward.
And the other thing about the pruning thing is I think a tree's wiser than I am. And it's going to self-prune the weaker branches that it needs to get rid of as well. So that's why I didn't prune any of the branches off of it.
And if you just monitor those branches, you can take them off before they fall.
Yes.
Well, I forgot even about asking you about this, but there's one of the tree, well, both of them might, but one of the trees out front has these branches that are dying off because it has like black colored mud dauber nests all over them. And there were, little spiders or something in it that I showed my neighbor because he'd been a landscaper some years ago. And I didn't know if y'all had an idea of what they were and how to handle it. Because they aren't just one or two. There's quite a few.
Yeah, I mean, a large amount of galls on a tree, if that's what you're talking about. I mean, mud dauber nests are mud, you know, caked mud.
Yeah, they aren't mud daubers. They're just that solid kind of...
Yeah, that grows from the tree, looks like. Yeah, they're called galls, and they really don't damage the tree. It is indicative of a previous tree health condition if you have a huge amount of them. They don't do something to the tree. The tree's already sick, and they're coming in. Does that make sense? So it's but again, the only way to really improve the health of the tree is improve the roots. So, you know, if you're going to have this kind of, you know, maybe we need to put out a root health protocol, but if you're going to pay attention to the roots of this one you're pruning, also do the tree that's struggling is really kind of the way to go there.
It's top and bottom and problem as far as I have. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate all the help.
No, thank you, Jeff. And, you know, if you got a prune, just, you know, be careful, be aware, keep your eyes on everything, and make sure you get really pay a lot of attention to root health going forward. Thanks for the call, man.
Great. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. You too. And happy birthday to the show. What? Woo! So, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're going to answer kind of a pressing email question when we come back from this break. And, yeah, we'd love to hear your calls and answer your questions. 713-572-4610.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of a weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Swarming colonies, starving for wood, silently climbing into homes, crawling behind walls, causing devastating damage to homes and neighborhoods. Spring in Texas means billions of termites. Stop the swarm. Call Preventive Pest Control for your best solution. Ask about their termite monitoring system, tested and proven to destroy underground termite colonies before they attack your home. Preventive Pest Control wants to protect your family's health and home from pests by giving every Home Show radio listener a free home inspection. PreventivePestHouston.com. That's PreventivePestHouston.com.
Get a grant to improve your land. $1,000 in Home Show Garden Pros birthday cash. It's our first birthday, and we're giving you the presents. Details coming soon. Now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, we are back on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. Answering your gardening questions. Do want to talk about Year Round. Year Round is this really cool company. Actually, I truly love this company because they're devoted to organic lawn solutions. So it's like they want your lawn to not only look lush and green and be thriving, but something that's going to make a system that also improves the trees, improves the shrubs, improves the veg beds. Whatever is around the lawn will actually improve. So Year Round, what they do is they do core aeration, they do a good fertilizer application, so soil conditioner type stuff, MicroLife, things like that. Then they do a compost top dressing. What that does is, because you've got all these little holes, because they know what to do before they put it down, they know how to water it in, is you're going to get a bunch of compost having soil contact with your existing soil. That's going to make all this elevator action happening, where the microbes in your soil are going to rush up to eat. They're going to eat that. They're going to feed. You're going to get a nitrogen boost. You're going to get all the nutrients that comes in compost, and you're going to get humic acid getting in there, making deeper roots. All that's going to happen basically from one treatment. But they don't leave you alone after then, because Houston is a very kind of dynamic city. Our weather's dynamic. And they're going to come back and give you monthly treatment, make sure that your problems are getting solved, really take care of you. So if you look at your lawn and it's not everything you want it to be, you're seeing some weeds come in, you're seeing really poor growth, slow spots, the St. Augustine doesn't seem to have oomph, give them a call, because they can help you get the lush, beautiful green lawn that you want, the competitive lawn that you want, that's going to dominate anything else comes in. And they're going to do that by making it a healthier place, a more vibrant place. Because your lawn is more than grass and dirt. We're talking about billions of microbes. They work in harmony, and they create a healthy, sustainable lawn. And a healthy yard fights off diseases. It outcompetes pest weeds. And then it produces kind of a space where good insects can live and thrive and really protect it. Another big element is you're just using less water. That requires less water because the roots are deeper. They can get more water that gets down there. Water can be held in the soil by the microbes. It's kind of an incredible win-win-win. So talking safer pets, plants, kids, everything that you care about, year-round organic lawn solutions will take care of and not put in danger. Their website is awesome. Get a lot of good information about their services there, yearroundhouston.com. And you can give them a call. You can give Cliff a call. He's a really great guy, 713-775-7224, and they do a great job. I love year-round.
I do too.
Yeah. So they do a great job. And we're trying to help you guys realize some of the stuff that they do is the stuff you need to be doing on Home Show Garden Pros Sports Radio 610. In fact, we're going to go straight to an email question. So Dante asked this question. He's a brand new homeowner, been in the house for a few months now, and the yard was laid with new sod. And so he's comparing his lawn with his neighbor's lawn. But as I look at this picture, I'm just seeing that he's got kind of got winterized the lawn, and maybe I'm seeing some low-level crabgrassy weeds in his neighbor's lawn. And so I guess the big thing is don't be deceived by green.
Yeah, the lawn is probably still asleep.
Yeah, I mean, they're dormant in the winter. Mm-hmm. You really should start seeing new growth start happening. And again, kind of like what we're talking about year-round, we talk pretty often, the best thing you can do for your lawn, the single best thing, is a compost top dressing.
Absolutely. What, a half an inch? What was it you said? A quarter of an inch once a year?
Yeah, a quarter inch or less.
Or less.
Once a year for
mm-hmm.
2 years. You don't really need to do it every year after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you start doing is you build up that population. So, Dante, if you are listening and you're seeing kind of a sluggish growth on your lawn, you can compost top dress. If you're looking at your lawn, if you're looking for something a lot easier, man, that Super Seaweed by MicroLife is an incredible way to green up your lawn, improve the top 3 inches of your soil in one application. So a really great kind of approach to that. So 713-572-4610. Wanted to get to Dante's pressing question, but also we're going to take some time and talk to Mike. Mike, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I had a question. I've got some property out west of Houston in Colorado County with a lot of really huge old live oak trees, but some of them have a lot of that ball moss on them.
Yeah.
Is that something I need to address, or is that just the way they are?
So, no. Well,
ball moss is not a problem for the trees. That's an epiphyte plant growing on it.
Absolutely.
So unless it has a lot of them on it, it's a normal condition for an oak tree.
And there's no debate, no question, if ball moss affects trees. A lot of times you see ball moss on struggling trees, but it's because ball moss does use light, and struggling trees have fewer leaves. So the number one thing you can do is increase the health of the tree, and that's address
the
roots.
Increase the soil health.
Address the root health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the soil out there, it's I've got a lot of contour of the land. It's kind of sandy with a lot of gravel in places.
Mm-hmm.
And I just bought the property.
Do like an inch of compost around the canopy area under the tree, really kind of try to do a kickstart on that soil, and you'll see the leaves flush out on the tree. You'll see the ball moss begin to reduce. It won't be as assertive, but your ball moss is an indicator, simply an indicator, not a damager.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no literature, no research that suggests that ball moss is damaging the tree.
Yeah, I've read a little bit on it. One more question on, these are really huge old live oaks, and but on limbs that, some of them have died, part of the tree has died, should I just let them drop those limbs as they go or try to trim them up?
Well, it depends on if you're having foot traffic underneath that tree. If people are walking underneath that tree, I get those limbs down immediately. Other than that,
a lot of them are not. Yeah. A lot of them are not. They're just, you know, they're probably 50, 60, 70-year-old trees. I mean,
I got to tell you, I take the limbs out because I don't want them to fall and break other limbs or have a chaos problem. I will get in there and slowly take them out. That's what I would do. Hey, Mike, yeah. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
You know, you bet. Mike's maybe looking at some pretty heavy chainsaw work, you know. And when it comes down to it, when it comes to doing work with a chainsaw, you want the best tool. I have spent a lot of time on a lot of different chainsaws, working at Memorial Park, working at Herman Park, doing kind of professional landscaping. And I have used a lot of different brands. And when it comes down to it, the steel chainsaws are the best. So I had a point where we had two chainsaws going. One was not a steel, and one was a steel. And we kept having problems with cutting, with engine overheating, with exhaust problems. I don't even know we have an exhaust problem with the chainsaw. But this other brand kept having problems. Well, it turned out that we just decided to start doing other work with that second chainsaw person, you know, picking up limbs and stuff like that, because the steel chainsaw was the one that just kept going. It kept going and kept going. And a great place to find the right steel handheld for you, and a handheld tool is something you put your hands on. So that's going to be a line trimmer. People call them weed whackers, a chainsaw. Is it Lansdowne Moody? So Lansdowne Moody is Houston's outdoor power equipment specialist. They know steel products inside and out. And I love steel products. It's a great brand. When it comes to line trimmers, chainsaws, I can't think of anybody else that does anything better. And they carry it, but they also do work on it. They know how to care for these things. And if you want to take care of, really when it comes down to it, I think it's the best thing to get great tools and then take care of them. And they can last you for years and years and years. And that's where Lansdowne Moody comes in. They sell great tools like steel, and they take care of them. They can help you maintain them. And there's great news going on right now. Steel dealer days are happening. So get over to Lansdowne Moody, find out the great deals they've got. If you already own a steel chainsaw, smart person, way to go, or a string trimmer, a blower, or any of their great products. They have a new line of power washers that absolutely blast and are wonderful. If you have one of those steel, you know, products that you need service on, take it to Lansdowne Moody. Get a tune-up. They have locations all throughout Houston, East Freeway before 610 East, Webster, Conroe, Splendora, Hockley, and the one closest to me is Bellway 8 and Southeast at 59, pretty close in the city, easy to get to. And these guys know what they're talking about. What they do is tools, and they can really help you out. So if you're not using a steel, they're the best chainsaws you can possibly use, best line trimmers, all that stuff, the best. So find a location near you, check them out. LM, that's for Lansdowne Moody, lmtractor.com.
Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com.
Your chance to win $1,000 of Garden Pro's birthday cash is running out. Enter before 4 p.m. this Wednesday
at any Garden Pro co-op location.
Enter at all six to boost your chances of winning.
No purchase necessary.
But you gotta enter and get your Home Show Garden Pro tote bag filled with freebies while they last. Visit homeshowgardenpros.com. Find a participating garden center near you.
Birthday cash.
Enter to win a grand and fix up your land with homeshowgardenpros.com. More of Home Show Radio is coming up. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Organic gardeners for over 30 years. Warren Southern Gardens get you growing because their roots run deep. The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
It's Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. We'd love to answer your question, help you with your gardening game. Ratchet that up, make it that much better. We're here live at Nelson Nurseries. Beautiful. We're in the front place. And man, there's so much decoration in here. I love the little birds and stuff. And obviously, you guys got bunnies right now because, you know, tis the season.
That's right, including yoga bunnies.
Yoga bunnies. So Anita Nelson is here with me. She's a, you know, purveyor of this shop, and they do a great job. It's a beautiful place. Really, Katie's kind of established joints. So tell me about these yoga bunnies. They are bunnies doing yoga, it looks like.
Yeah, we have yoga bunnies, frog bunnies, and flamingo bunnies, but I think yoga bunnies for Easter are perfect.
Yeah, and they're really cute, but there's a bunch of stuff. So you guys have some Easter stuff coming up, though, that you're celebrating Easter.
Yeah, we're having an Easter egg hunt this coming Saturday. We do it every year. We collect, it's just a $5 cover fee. It's voluntary, but all that money goes to Texas Children's. And we put out over about 2,000 eggs.
Oh, awesome.
And they're numbered. There's nothing in them. They're just numbered. And after we put them out, we draw five numbers. So we have no idea where the winning eggs are.
Oh, wow.
And everybody goes, and we still find eggs, actually, for months afterwards.
No, no doubt.
But the winning eggs are always found, and there are always five winners who get a gift certificate from Nelson's. And everybody
that's awesome.
Really has a great time. We even have people dress up for it now.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's so great. Love that so much. Well,
yes.
Anita brought me a little basket because it's you homemade.
I made it,
super
yes.
cute, and it's got an egg in it. So we'll see if I win. We'll see. Maybe I had some candy in here. It's empty.
I forgot to put the candy in there.
That's okay. That's fine. Your egg, though, if you come, will have candy or a ticket in it or something like that.
No, it won't have anything in it. It's just a numbered egg.
Oh, the egg itself is numbered.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like a festival. Sounds like a lot
yes.
of fun.
Uh-huh.
So if you got a bunny costume, come up that day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do like the Harvey Bunny, though, from that movie. That was creepy. Anyway, Home Show. This isn't Home Show Bunny Pros on Sports Radio 610. Although bunnies do a lot of plant damage at a lot of Houston parks. So something to keep in mind. Well, we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Sorry, what were we going to say?
I was going to say, are they a problem in suburban neighbors? I have bunny problems, but the dogs keep them away mostly.
Yeah, you know,
our listeners have bunny problems.
Mostly it's like squirrels, deer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cats, people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the real birds, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Real pests when it comes down to it. Now, it's always tough when someone's like, I got a mole problem. Moles are really hard to deal with. If people have raccoon problems, you know, it's kind of like you just need to don't leave stuff out sort of thing. So, but yeah, no, you don't hear bunny problems too much. Bunnies do like eating roses, obviously vegetables. So if you found yourself where it looks like something's gnawing your rose bushes, there's a good chance those are bunnies.
We had a bunny problem here at our shop, and they were eating our horsetail, a plant that we sell.
Really?
And my husband was getting really angry with our staff, saying, I've told you not to prune them that way. Who is it that's pruning these plants like this? And it turned out it was
a bunny. The bunnies were pruning it.
Yep.
Off the clock, those rascals. Well, we're going to keep the show going, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We got about 20 more minutes, and then Tom Tynan comes in to do his awesome Home Show Radio thing where he talks about home improvement, improving your space, all that jazz. We do the gardening. He does the house. It's a good little deal we got going on. But we'd love to hear your question, hear what's on your mind, 713-572-4610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's. Along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Your fireplace, it should be a centerpiece, not a source of stains and smells, leaks, noises, drafts, and maybe even a fire risk. Lord's Chimneys certified insured technicians utilize advanced LCD video scanning technology to find dangers before your home is at risk. Lord's Chimney guarantees mess-free service every time. Keep your fireplace beautiful. Keep your family safe. Call Lord's Chimney, a certified Home Show Pro, 281-724-3400, or visit lordschimney.com.
Get a grand to improve your land. $1,000 in Home Show Garden Pros birthday cash. It's our first birthday, and we're giving you the presents. Details coming soon. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros, here with Anita Nelson.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I was looking at the flowers outside, drifting off.
The flowers outside are gorgeous.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You have some of my favorites out there. The chenille and the dianthus is really a charming combo there in that pot.
Mm-hmm.
That's really quite lovely. I'm a big fan of chenille.
I like it too.
Yeah, chenille is the one that it's like the flowers look like red caterpillars, but it spreads really nicely over ground. Can really make a nice ground cover. Oh, yes,
it's
cascades.
Cascades.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. We had to use our pretty fancy words. We've got to paint a mental picture for the listener. No. We're here talking gardening, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're forecasted for some rain. I thought it would have started by now,
me too,
frankly.
But
so, maybe there's some hope. So get up here, get some plants. We're doing our last chance to enter the birthday cash giveaway, and that's you go up to a Garden Pro location, you fill out the thing, you put it in the box, and there's also a coupon in there. You guys all have pretty awesome coupon. What's y'all's coupon?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
We'll do some research. Yes. We'll find out what that coupon is. We're celebrating our birthday. So we've been doing this show for a year. The whole goal is to help Houston be a better gardening city, help you be a better gardener, help you improve your gardening game. So whatever it is you want to grow, whatever it is at all, we can help you out. I think that's pretty amazing. That's why we've assembled these great knowledge specialists to really get a broad knowledge as well as a deep knowledge. I love that.
You know what I was thinking about when you were talking about the rain is last night I was in Houston. It was raining, and I came out here, and it wasn't raining. And a lot of times, it's raining in Houston. It isn't raining in some of our satellite co-op members' nurseries.
Absolutely.
Because Houston is a rain magnet, actually, isn't it?
Kind of is a rain magnet.
The city is. And so if it's raining where you are, it's not necessarily raining at Warren's or Plants for All Seasons or Nelson's. So come on out anyway.
I would say everywhere you just mentioned is also plus every other place.
Yes.
Is a great place to visit, even if it is raining. There's a lot of cover. It's a beautiful sight. I mean, a lot of times, let's say you're at home, kids are getting crazy because it's raining. Go up to a Garden Pro location. Like, there's a lot to see and do, and you can avoid actually getting wet. So,
well, everybody has a knowledgeable staff, and they can really spend some time with you too on a rainy day.
Absolutely,
which is great.
So get up here. We're doing a Q&A after the show from 9 to 10. We've got a Q&A. We're giving away these beautiful tote bags. Again, coupons, free stuff. We found the Nelson Nursery coupon. It's $10 off a $50 purchase, which really, once you start buying a few plants, you get to $50 pretty quick.
Not long at all. Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. Giving away free stuff. We've got a couple different drawings. One's going to happen today. That's the Danny Day free consultation. The other, you can get, this is the last day to get your stuff in. Wednesday is the last day to get your stuff in, and you can win, register for that free birthday cash. So, but you got to get up to a Garden Pro Co-op location to register. Come to Nelson's, and you will have a good time. We all will, really. Hope to see you. And then at 10 o'clock, teaching a gardening class on Katie's soils and how to make the most out of them, how to get the most out of your soil so your plants are as healthy as possible. So hopefully we don't get rained out for that. We're not going to get rained out. We'll get rained in, actually.
Yes, we'll have it inside. And our soils are here inside for them to look at, too.
That's right. So we'll be doing that class, rain or shine. Hope to see you soon. Again, it's our birthday. We're partying. Gifts for you. Gifts for me. It's all a great time. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've been talking pretty much all show about improving soil, really like lawn issues. And to me, the number one thing you can do on a regular basis to take care of your lawn every couple months is put down MicroLife. The green bag, the 624, is incredibly wonderful for improving Houston's clay soils. So it can deepen roots. It can loosen up that soil to help the nutrients that it has come in. It's a total nutrient pack, so it's got a ton of different nutrients. Another element to it is it actually has some of the really, really important fungal strands and bacterial groups in it to help break that soil down, help improve that root functioning even better. And, a lot of people think that when it comes down to organics, It takes longer. Well, it doesn't take longer with MicroLife. You'll see results in the next day from putting it down on your lawn or in your beds or whatever. The stuff really works. And so if you're dreaming of a bountiful spring, man, prepare your beds now. Get going now with MicroLife. So in addition to that 624, which is really my go-to fertilizer for just about everything, the Humates Plus is really awesome. It's a great way to get energy in the soil, to do a lot of the things that compost does. Another thing that I really want people to start using more and doing more is their Super Seaweed. This is a great product for greening up plants, for having a quick response, and for protecting leaves from disease that come in with the wind. So rust, fire blight, brown spot, a bunch of different kind of wind-borne diseases can be stopped just by making the biome on top of a leaf more healthy. Super Seaweed does a great job with that. All the liquid fertilizers are so easy to put out. All you got to do is mix it in your watering can and pour it around the roots, and that's called a drench. Really great thing to do. We're talking about a nutritional boost. We're talking about improving your soil and giving the plants everything they need to thrive. So MicroLife will not burn your lawn or your plants. It's incredibly safe to use around you, your children, and your pets. And so look for it wherever you shop. Almost all the Garden Pro locations have it. It's incredible stuff. And you can check out their whole line of products. They have some real new products coming out that are really looking really cool and going to be things that I'm excited about using. But you can see those new products if you visit them online, MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Okay, we're here answering your call, 713-572-4610. And that's what we're doing. So, Matt, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning, lady and gentlemen. Danny, a while ago you mentioned for the lawn, am I pronouncing it right, aeration or aerate the lawn?
You nailed it. Both of those work. Nice.
You gave a recommendation. Can you repeat it? You went too fast. I didn't catch it.
On aeration?
Yes, who can do it?
Go-to shop for that is yearroundhouston.com. That's their website. It's called Year Round, and that's what they do. They do soil improvements for lawns.
Okay, wait a second. Yearroundhouston.com.
You got it, Matt. That's it. You nailed it.
Thank you kindly.
No, thank you. They do a great job, and they're good people, too. So double whammy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Matt. 713-572-4610. Gotta love it when the question is just like, who does a good job? And you'd be like, oh, these people are awesome.
Yeah, year round. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully we get those questions year round. You're right. Oh, no, Cliff is great.
Okay,
713-572. And you have a question for Anita?
I have I have a lot of beds, and I use pine needles because I have so many beds, just natural looking. I have a lot of clover here and there, and is there some way I can just spray it with something, kind of a spot treatment when it pops up?
Yeah, you can spray it with horticulture vinegar. It'll act on it instantly, but it won't kill the roots, the little corm underneath the soil, but it will get rid of the top of it.
What color are the flowers on the clover?
Okay. Is there anything other than just digging it up?
No, Anne, what color are the flowers?
Kind of light pink, some a little darker.
Yeah. So what you're dealing with is called wood sorrel. And it does have a underground root that's a real energy storage thing. It's not actually a clover, even though it looks a lot like it. It's closer related to oxalis. And so, blasting the leaves with vinegar will work. Make sure you don't get any on any other plants. And when the flower comes up, just pick it off right away. And then, over the years, you will be able to kind of get rid of it that way. But as far as like getting down into the root, that's going to be tough. There is a great product called Miramichi. That's a good weed killer. You can buy RTU.
Yeah, we have it here. It's,
yeah.
MicroLife makes it, right?
MicroLife sells it.
Sells it.
Yeah. But it's made from a kind of organic golf course in Tennessee, kind of came up with the solution, and it works really well on things like that. So Anita's got it called Miramichi. Comes in a ready-to-spray bottle. Works really well. But the horticulture vinegar will knock it out for a few months. Mm-hmm. So that is an option also.
And I also have dollar weed throughout my yard in certain areas. I put out the organic fertilizer that MicroLife makes. And but is it, will it go away naturally, or do I have to start digging or pulling?
So dollar weed does have is a cultural question, right? Usually we see it in compacted lawns or lawns that are overwatered. And so that might be what you're doing. Obviously, I don't know how much you're watering, but dollar weed.
Well, my lawn, the soil here is really, really bad. It's got a lot of clay in it, and it is. I've had it aerated, but I have a large lawn, and so it's quite expensive for me.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't worry about aerating just by itself, only as an action, really doesn't do a lot to reduce compaction. Sometimes it can even squeeze it sideways a little bit. You always want to follow up aeration with something that's actually going to take advantage of that momentary air in the soil, open space to more open soil.
And they did. They put the soil down.
Yeah, and you'll start seeing it go away. I think it being as wet as it's been, it's just going to be the thing where we see it kind of happening. Humates are an easy way to get kind of deeper roots in that same kind of follow-up to compost top dressing. That's a great thing to do. But I would probably just not water your lawn as much this year, and I think you'll see kind of that dollar weed kind of go away. So you're doing great.
I have a little area that's kind of under an eave, and excuse me, and the grass seems like it's just a little area that wants to die, and I put some things on it, but it just still looks like it's just going downhill. I don't know what's causing it, but it just kind of, I don't know if it's not getting enough water, and because of the eave, it's not a real long, it doesn't extend out that far, but I don't know what else would be doing that. The grass is just kind of declining and dying in that area.
It's under the eaves, and so is the water coming down off the roof directly onto the grass there?
Well, it does come down. Now, I have where it catches the water, gutter, but, it still gets water because it's so high up. So I just, is there something I can put on it to kind of get it going, MicroLife or something like that?
I was just wondering if the soil's been pounded from the water coming off in that particular spot, that the gutter is overflowing in that particular spot, and it's pounded that soil down and made it really compacted, and that's why the grass can't grow there easily. What do you think, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, the soil's definitely been pounded, mm-hmm. By rain, by Harvey. And we're still dealing, even though it's a year and a half from that point, we're still dealing with ramifications of Harvey's damage to our soils on top of everything else. And that would explain the dollar weed. Also, dollar weed really compacted spaces. A shady spot and compacted soil is not going to grow St. Augustine or Bermuda. And so I might just do a humic acid treatment for that space and then spray the area with super seaweed. If the grass is still there but it's fading, you can give it a boost of energy. But again, it's going to need sunlight and deeper roots to really thrive in a shady spot.
Is it a shady spot?
No, I get the morning sun. Mm. It's really not but about maybe 6 inches and by 12 inches. It's just... I didn't want to, if there was something I could prevent it keep from getting worse.
It's such a specific area. I would go out while it's raining and look at your gutter and see what's happening with your gutter.
Well,
see if that water's pouring out in that spot.
They are covered and they extend down to a concrete walk. Mm-hmm. So, but would the seaweed help my entire yard?
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely would.
Okay. Is that just a granular or a liquid?
No, it's a liquid treatment.
Okay.
You put it in a hose end sprayer? Can you do that?
You can do that, yeah.
Okay.
Do it almost any type of sprayer.
Yeah.
Yes, I will get some of that. Well, I certainly appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we appreciate you. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes things are tough to solve just because you have such a unique setting in every home. So
It's a bit of detective work too.
Yeah, there definitely is. So, mm-hmm. and definitely feel free to send us pictures of those locations.
Mm-hmm.
HomeshowGardenPros.com. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros birthday tour is live at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. Keep listening for details on how to win $1,000 in Garden Pros birthday cash.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Danny and Anita will answer more questions in just a minute, but before we get back to that, let me tell you about a few things we've got going on at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens this weekend. Today we've got Rebecca Band coming out to talk about gardening the natural way. Let her walk you through the process and answer any of your questions on organic solutions to your gardening needs. She'll be at Enchanted Forest at 10 a.m. and Enchanted Gardens at 2 p.m. We've got a ton of new indoor and tropical plants in. Beautiful ficus and ivies and lots of beautiful plants for your patio and indoors. Also, lots of blooming clematis. We don't get clematis down here very much, but these are chosen for heat and humidity, which we definitely need in our area. We've also got the first rounds of vinca or periwinkle out that really love the heat. Lots of folks have been waiting on them, and they're ready to go. We've got fresh sod today to fill in those bare spots. Also, we've got lots of shade-loving plants, hydrangeas, impatiens, caladiums. Herbs and veggies are still in full force out here, so come on out and get them while you can. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359, convenient to Richmond, Cinco Ranch, and Katy. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and First Colony. You can also find us on our website at myenchanted.com. Now, here we go. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Joey. Always love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great job. That was good. Good content. We liked it. Doing great. So we are here. We're at Nelson's Nursery in Katy. We're going to be here through the morning talking gardening. Any questions you got, bring them up. I'll be up here to do, but there's also, Anita and her whole team of great knowledge specialists.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to talk to Danny one-on-one with your questions, especially if you like to do it on a more personal basis and not broadcast to the whole world how bad your lawn looks, maybe.
That's a good point. Also got word that our awesome tote bags were running short supply, so we got to really get those out.
Mm-hmm.
Come up and get yours. It's the first time we really had public swag for the show, celebration of the birthday. Plus, you're running out of chances to enter for this $1,000 birthday cash. So we'll announce a winner next week, and we'll have that one winner, and they'll be $1,000, better. So, but
you can go to any of them.
So if you can't get over to Nelson's, any of our garden co-op locations can help you out. Anita, thanks so much for being on.
Thank you. It was fun, as always.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Tom, have a great time. You're going to do a great job today, pal.
Your chance to win $1,000 of Garden Pro's birthday cash is running out. Enter before 4 p.m. this Wednesday
at any Garden Pro co-op location.
Enter at all six to boost your chances of winning.
No purchase necessary.
But you gotta enter and get your Home Show Garden Pro tote bag filled with freebies while they last. Visit HomeshowGardenPros.com. Find a participating garden center near you.
Birthday cash.
Enter to win a grand and fix up your land with HomeshowGardenPros.com. More of Home Show Radio is coming up.